scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Crookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Crookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Crookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Crookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna. And we've got girls basketball action for you this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Fort Laramie on the road versus the Anna Rockets. Final Shelby County Athletic League game of the year for Anna. The girls are 10-1. Fort Laramie, number one in the state. Division IV girls, top-ranked team in Ohio. Two games left in the Shelby County Athletic League for the unbeaten Redskins, who are 10-0 in SCAL play, 18-0 on the year. A game here today against Anna, of course. And then Fort Laramie closes out league play on February 6th at home against Bodkins. Anna, by the way, has a couple of non-league games remaining. February 6th here against West Liberty Salem. February 8th here against Middletown Madison. And Fort Laramie has got non-league games left with Marion Local at home on February 11th and Findlay Liberty Benton at home on February 15th. Anna Rockets with a big, shocking upset today. can vault themselves into a tie atop the Shelby County League standings and position themselves to earn a share of the championship, Chuck.
Well, and you know, it would be a shock, but at the same time, this is quite the rivalry through the years. I mean, the 10 years I've been doing this, this has been a game, no matter if one's better than the other, it's always been a good game. Anna's going to come out. They're going to zone. They're going to try to slow the pace down. They have got to take care of the basketball. If they turn it a lot, it's going to be a blowout. But they've got Lauren Barhorst, who, a 6'2 senior, has really improved over the last couple of years. And with her size inside, she could be someone that Laramie's got to reckon with here in the game.
In the first meeting between the two, won by Fort Laramie, 56-24. Ella Dosick scored 9. Lauren Barhorst scored 10. Lauren's had just 2 points in her last 2 games each, however. Ella Dosick didn't play in the last Anna game. The Rockets have won 8 of their last 9. Did lose the last one here 1 week ago to Minster by a final score of 47-36. But this Anna team, over the course of the season, has beaten the likes of a good Lehman club, Bodkins twice, did lose at New Knoxville by 5, lost to Versailles by only 4, went on the road and down to solid Waynesville team by 6, beat Miami East away from home by 11, blew out Marion Local at the Flyers gym by 14, has defeated Rushi twice by double digits. Anna's very capable, only 5 losses on the entire season. Ella Dosick has been battling illness, so have other Rocket players. Hopefully they're healthy today and can give a very good account of themselves against a Fort Laramie team, which, like usual on Thursday, Chuck, against Jackson Center, had 9 ladies score, only 1 in double figures.
Yeah, there's nothing shocking about that. They just come at you in waves, and I mean, it had to have been what D-Day looked like on those on the shores there,
right?
But they got so many weapons. Dana Rose is becoming more of a go-to player. She's becoming more consistent in scoring in the double figures. But you got Ava Schultes, only a sophomore. She is very capable of scoring a lot of points. Kenzie Holscher is a rebounder, handles the basketball, plays real good defense, and is a capable scorer, but doesn't score a ton of baskets, doesn't take a lot of shots. And then you go to the outside, and you've got Gasson on the point. You've got Heitkamp on the point, spelling her. You got Gephardt. You got Ratterman. They've got a wealth of guards to go along with their inside game.
Sure do. And to emphasize the balance on this team a little further, in a recent Fort Laramie girls victory, off the bench came Ava Schultes with 14, Corinne Heitkamp with 14. They led the team in scoring in that game, 28 between them, 2 subs who didn't start.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at it, you got Gasson and you got Heitkamp. Most teams struggle to find a good point guard.
Right.
I mean, you can find maybe somebody adequate. They have 2 outstanding point guards, and then they've got one on the freshman team, Riley, or on the JV team, Riley Heitkamp, who may be the best of the 3 when she gets up there next year. That girl is just getting better and better.
As Shelby County League girls standings, Fort Laramie sits atop 10-0, Anna 10-1, Bodkin 6-4, Rushi 6-5, Jackson Center 2-8, Houston 1-9, Fairlawn 1-9. Last night, Chuck, we saw the Anna boys defeat Jackson Center by a score of 53-38. Shelby County League boys race has Anna in first, 8-1. Jackson Center now 8-2. Anna boys have games left February 7th at home against Fort Laramie, February 17th at home against Bodkins, a road game this coming Tuesday at Fairlawn. That's the 3 remaining contests for the Anna boys. Jackson Center, 2 contests remaining at Bodkins February 7th, home with Fairlawn February 14th. Bodkins plays both Jackson Center and Anna yet. Fairlawn plays both Jackson Center and Anna yet. Those 2 clubs are capable. They could play spoiler. Bodkins owns a victory already this year over the Fort Laramie boys, and Fairlawn nearly beat Jackson Center at the Jets gym a month ago.
Well, yeah, they are both capable of beating anybody. They've got a lot of talent. You got the twins at Fairlawn, the Piper twins, and I think Botkins is the most improved team in the league from the beginning of the season till now.
And how about the Mac boys standings? Versailles sits atop. Parkway, Delta St. John's, Fort Recovery right behind them. That league, except for Versailles, has kind of inverted itself.
Right.
Mac boys not really strong this year. Versailles running away with the league championship.
Well, I think nobody else has less than two losses. Is that correct?
Right.
In the league.
And, right.
We're going to get a chance to see Versailles. We saw them last Saturday. Truly, it was Michael Stahman, or they would have had their first loss against Loramie last week. Tonight, they're going to have even a stiffer game because Anna is really good, and they're playing here in what's going to be a packed house tonight.
Yep, that's our second game of the day here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Versailles boys at Anna tonight. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. And as Chuck just noted, likely a sellout, as was that game last night at Jackson Center, won by Anna 53-38 over the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Michael Stahman and Bart Bixler. That could be quite the show tonight.
Oh, boy. They are going to go at it tooth and nail. I think the key to that game tonight is Toner on the inside for Versailles. He's a lane protector, a rim protector. Can Heitkamp, can Leininger, can Bixler maneuver around him and get to the rim, as well as other Anna players? They love to drive the ball to the basket. I don't think the game is going to be in the 40s. That's the way Versailles has been winning consistently all year long.
Well, if the game's in the 40s, they've got a shot.
Right.
If it gets up into the 50s or even lower 60s, it's going to be Anna's basketball game.
Yes,
for sure.
Yep. Fort Loramie Redskins, an overall mark in girls action of 18-0, commanding number one in the state in the AP polls all year long. Recent victories for the Fort Loramie girls, 89-16 over Jackson Center on Thursday. A triumph at St. Henry on Monday. We covered it here on scoresbroadcast.com, 66-23. A week ago today at Versailles, Fort Loramie won 63-42, giving up the most points they've allowed all year. Fort Loramie girls still averaging under 21 points per game on the entire season. On January 21st, a game we covered at Fort Loramie, Redskins beat Miami East 80-20. And a 60-point win at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country against Loudonville, a contest we also attended, 69-19. Fort Loramie empties its bench. Chuck plays everyone. It's not a case of running up the score at all. The Redskins are just that deep and that talented.
They honest to goodness, you even go down past their top 10 with Gephardt and Mwali and Eilerman. Those young ladies can play. They're coached, and they can play. I was talking to Phil Barhorst, JV coach, when I came in, and tomorrow's the tournament draw, and I said, you know what, you get a win today, I think you got a shot at number one.
Did he laugh?
Yeah, he thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. That is. That's real funny. Lauren Barhorst averages about a dozen a game for the Anna girls. Ella Dosick averages about a dozen a game for the Anna girls. They've got to get that much, maybe even more, in a recent contest versus Rushi, won by Anna 44-28. Dosick had 15, Barhorst had 7. Now, that might not be nearly enough today. Those two young ladies probably need more than 22 points combined. A key to Anna, Chuck, no drop-off from quarter to quarter to quarter. In the first meeting between the two, won by Fort Loramie, 56-24, Anna scored 3 points first quarter, 0 in the fourth. That cannot happen today.
It can, and I'll tell you, Dosick's a heck of a basketball player. She's going to have more problems getting involved in the offense because of the defense that Loramie's going to throw at him than Barhorst is. They really need Barhorst to have a game today.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here for this game today and all season long on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Anna Girls coming up in just a few minutes. Gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started back in 2006 without the help of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, serving customers in a 50-mile radius around Fort Loramie, from Lima to Dayton, from Mercer to Logan County. Eilerman prides itself in developing excellent working relationships with you, the customer. Eilerman's mission is to create for you a product that is truly customized to meet your needs and a product that's better than any others in the industry. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. We've got the starting lineups. Opening tip, Fort Loramie girls at Anna, coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie at Anna, Rockets and the Redskins. Boy, they've had some duels down through the years. Earlier in the past decade, Chuck, when these two teams won state championships, a one-pointer, a two-pointer, those kinds of games were regular.
Oh, yeah, man, that was the golden age of the Shelby County League when these two teams were winning state championships in Division III and Division IV.
And in one particular season, 2015, on the very same day in Columbus, in back-to-back contests, Anna Girls in Division III won a state championship. Fort Loramie Girls in Division IV won a state championship. Same county, same league, same day, two different division state titles won by Anna and Fort Loramie.
Reminds you of Mac football.
Starting lineups being introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Caitlin Gasson at guard with Kennedy Gebhardt. Ava Shouldis, Dana Rose, Marissa Myring up front. The five usual suspects for the Fort Loramie Redskins get the nod. You'll see Taylor Ratterman and Ava Shouldis very quickly off the bench for Fort Loramie. Starting lineup for the Anna Lady Rockets. It's a Michaela Ambus in the opening five, along with Lena Rowland, also joined out there for Anna by And I've got a number change, Chuck.
I think Kiplin Rowland is starting.
Kiplin Rowland is in the opening five.
Yep.
Kaylee Brewer has played extremely well the last few weeks. And
Michaela Ambus is starting.
Here's the opening tip to start the game. It's won by Fort Loramie. Goes to Holscher. Holscher outside the arc on the left. Flips it across the top of the circle to Dana Rose. Dana wasn't looking, and it goes out of bounds. Let's double-check that opening five for Anna.
Well, we got Kiplin Rowland. We've got Lauren Barhorse. We've got Ella Dosick. We've got 20 is, or I'm sorry, 12 is Michaela Ambus. And who's the last one there? 32. 32 is Mary Landis.
Dosick just faked a shot on the arc for Anna. Lobbed it inside to Lauren Barhorst. She made a nice shot fake. Went up with the left hand and dropped it through from 5 feet. Good start for Anna. Quickly countering Fort Loramie outside the arc left wing. Kennedy Gebhardt chucks up a three. It's strong. Rebound on the deck. It's a tie-up. And the arrow will enable Anna to get possession.
Boy, if Anna could get some kind of a lead in this game, that would really gain their confidence.
Well, Anna's going to play zone and try to challenge Fort Loramie, make the Redskins generate points from the perimeter, at least here at the start. Good teamwork by Anna in the offensive half court. It goes to Landis in the middle, to Dosick inside the arc on the left wing, and she hoists in a 16-footer. Anna on top 4-0. Very good beginning for the Rockets. And here's a tie-up in the left corner of the floor. Well done by Mary Landis, who stepped in against Holscher, created the knot-up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Baseline left. Caitlin Gasson will trigger. Throws foul line, Dana Rose. Into the paint area against Dosick. On the arc to Holscher. Wow. It's a long deuce. She banked it home. My goodness.
If that would have been a three, it would have been a swish.
Wow. Kenzie Holscher kissed one in off the backboard. It nestled against the square right above the rim and went through without touching the iron. 4-2. Anna leads. We played 90 seconds. Here is Ambus outside the arc to Barhorst. Trying to post up down inside is Dosick on Gebhardt. Can't do it. She has to throw it back out. 30 feet away, Landis. A sloppy pass. Ball loose. Fort Loramie gathers it. 2-on-1 break. Out in front, Holscher. Driving layup. Hangs on the rim. Comes off. And we've got a tie-up below the iron. No. The ball comes spraying out of four or five bodies on the deck. And Dosick took it, zoomed the other way, missed a driving layup on the dead run, body foul against Fort Loramie. Michaela Ambus, Ella Dosick, Mary Landis, Lauren Barhorst, starting here today for Anna. And the fifth starter was, did we say it was Lena Rowland who began the game?
Kiplin.
Kiplin, yes, 24. Kiplin, a 5'10 senior. She's played well in the last month. Rockets need production from her. Anna throws in top of the circle. It is Ambus outside the arc on the right to Dosick. Barhorst foul stripe. Looks down inside for Kiplin Rowland. Ball rotated. Near side of the floor. It is Landis being dogged on the play by Shoulders. Is checked in for Anna. Here's a drive and a block shot. Dana Rose, heck of a defensive play. Outlet down the floor to Corinne Eichkamp, who's in. Ball skipped, baseline right to Shoulders. She powers into the lane, banks it in.
That's where she struggled last Saturday against Versailles with the height. That time she took it right at him instead of trying to give him room to block the shot.
We played nearly 3 minutes, tied up at four. Here's Anna, forecourt to her right. Landis down in the corner to Kiplin Rowland, who throws it to the post. The ball travels into the right corner. Anna picks it up. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Anna retreats to the zone defense. 6-4 in favor of Anna. Here's a sloppy pass out high. Dosick on the theft. Runs the other way with the left hand. Got it for Anna.
Like I said before the game, it's going to be hard for Dosick to get her points. She's got six
already. That's half of her average. Here's Dana Rose, baseline left for Fort Loramie. Crowded near the rim. Hacked on the arm by Barhorst. Four and a half to go first quarter. Good beginning for Anna. It's a cliche, I know, but it's always so important for the decided underdog, Chuck, to get off to a good opening first period. Dana Rose, two free throws for Fort Laramie. Lady Redskins, well over 70% at the stripe this year, and Dana drops in the first foul shot. Marissa Myring, who started back in. And we've got Taylor Ratterman on the floor for Fort Laramie.
Yep, she's in for Kennedy Gephardt.
Free throw, yes, for Dana Rose. 8-6 in favor of Anna, which led 8-4 at the 4:50 mark of the first. Anna, four court left. Having entered the game is Brianne Riemann, up-and-coming sophomore, 5'7" tall. And she's been coming on strong the last month. Here's Anna penetrating the lane. It's Dosick, lobs to Barhorst, back to Dosick, tries to scoop it, and she drew a two-shot foul.
Boy, I tell you, Barhorst had a shot that time, and she passed it up, but they got the foul out of it.
4:08 to go first quarter, 8-6 Anna. Dosick shooting for her 7th and 8th points of this game, and she notches the free throw. Head coach Jeff Maurer's done a fine job with this Anna club. He has slowly but surely, Chuck, developed a bench over the course of the year, and it's going to be important today because Fort Laramie's long bench will suck the wind out of you. Free throw, Dosick, second one, swish. 10-6 in favor of Anna.
What a start for Ella.
Here is Fort Laramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ratterman. A step back three ball. Not enough mustard on it. Didn't hit the rim, went out of bounds.
Didn't get her feet set that time, and the defense was pretty good.
Exactly. And she couldn't lean forward into the shot at all. Here's Fort Laramie pressing in backcourt. Anna gets it in. It is Lena rolling up the left side to Ambus. Ambus beats pressure down the floor into the lane to Barhorst. On the arc to Dosick. A long two. Hits the rim short. Rebound gobbled up on the play by Corinne Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. Down the floor she goes. Gives it up. Gets it back. Resets the offense. 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Anna 10, Fort Laramie 6. Straight away, Heitkamp launches, clangs off the rim, no good. Baseline left, rebound Holscher, wants to go to the basket, shut off by Barhorst. Now Ratterman. She gives it up, gets it back. Now Corinne Heitkamp, near the Anna logo at midcourt. Good, defense by Anna. Just over three to play, first quarter. 10-6 Redskins. It goes to the post to Holscher. Right side of the floor, Ratterman. Long two-pointer rattles out. Rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets. Lena Rowland on the gallop down the floor. Reach-in foul against Fort Laramie. It's common. 3:02 left opening period. 10-6. Anna by four. Lauren Barhorst gets a respite. Michaela Ambus comes out. Just as we talk about head coach Jeff Maurer using his bench, he utilizes it. Having entered Kaylee Brewer, good three-point shooter, best on the team. She had three of them in Anna's last game against Minster. She's out there now. Kaylee, a 5'2" sophomore. She's got the ball. Hits a cutter down the lane. It is caught on the play, but Lena Rowland couldn't get it to fall. Contact on the rebound. Foul, Anna.
Well, I tell you, they are handling the full court pressure, and they are attacking the basket. This is a recipe to make this a basketball game.
Anna is well schooled for this game today, that's for sure. Head coach Carla Siegel looking on her club as Caitlin Gasson back in at guard. Outside the arc, far left wing, Kennedy Gephardt. Ball skipped to her, deflected by Anna, picked up by Gasson in the lane. Might have walked, no call. Gave it up 25 feet away to Holscher. Hand off to Gasson. Fort Laramie re-attacks against this Anna zone. It's been stifling. Only 6 points for Fort Laramie in 6 minutes to start the game. Here's a lob. Baseline right to shoulder. She's doubled. Ball rotated. Baseline left to Holscher. Bad pass on top. And then Anna coughed it up. Fort Laramie gets it back. Myring right wing open from 16. Hits the rim. Kerplunk. It falls in.
10-8, Anna. Minute 54 to go. First quarter. Driving Dosik all the way down the floor. Handoff on the play late to Lena Rowland. Ball stripped on the play by Fort Loramie. Gasson, near side, Gebhardt. Lob down inside to Holscher, double team. She's got to bring it back out. Minute 35 to go in the first. 10-8 in favor of Anna. Here's Gasson, shake and bake, move on top. She walked.
She took three steps before she dribbled.
Anna rockets zone, and it's immediate collapse when the ball goes down inside, giving Fort Loramie some challenge right now.
Well, until Loramie makes something from the outside, the defense does not have to adjust.
Exactly. Here's Michaela Ambus in backcourt for Anna. Dribbles up over the timeline. Veers right. Goes outside the arc on the left to teammate Breanne Riemann. Now to Ambus. Straight away Riemann. High-low action down into Barhorst. She wants to muscle the shot up. Her arm is grabbed. She's awarded two. Boy, it didn't look like she lifted the ball from her waist a bit.
I think she got tied up. It's the reason it wasn't.
Indeed.
This is the same guy that had the horrible intentional foul call in the Loramie-Jackson Center boys game the other night.
Barhorst at the line with two. Got the first one. Looked like to me, Chuck, it was either a jump or a foul on the floor. Not a shooting foul, but Anna gets the break and tries to cash in. Second free throw, good.
She's a good free throw shooter.
Yep, Lauren Barhorst, nice soft touch. Not a lot of arch, just enough. Up and over the front rim, right through the net. Anna by four, 12-8, a minute to go, first period. Myring baseline left. Straight away it goes to Jaden Puthoff, who's checked in now for Fort Loramie. Puthoff, 5'10 junior. In the post, Myring. Baseline right, Gebhardt. Long two-pointer, banged off the rim. Long rebound out high to Ambus. She scoots down the floor for Anna. Driving layup is in. Ambus broke away from the pack. Anna by six. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Far left wing, it's Gebhardt. On top to Myring. Between the circles to Corinne Eichkamp. Down to Gebhardt. 24 to go, first quarter. Here's a pass to head inside for Myring. Broken up and stolen by Barhorst. Anna on the run. Riemann, deep right corner. Ball high overhead. Here's a high-arching three-point shot by Anna from deep range. Missed on the play by Kiplin Rowland. Rebound on the inside. Good! Barhorst gets the deuce. 3 seconds left. Anna by eight. Midcourt, Gebhardt. Long 40-footer off the back iron. First quarter closes. Anna on a roll. Rockets 16. Redskins 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly. You know we're going to have bad weather yet in this month of February. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. 16-8, Anna upsetting Fort Loramie at the moment. Redskins come out trapping in the half court. Anna ball. Ambus cross court to a teammate. Head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout. 8-point lead, Anna, early on second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's, just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Anna Rockets possession after the Jeff Maurer timeout. As Fort Norman put on the trap, Jeff made sure his club didn't turn it over. He conserved the possession. Now the Rockets have Ambus 20 feet from the basket, handing off to Dosik. Long throw, baseline left, too high for anyone to catch. And it goes out of bounds to Fort Laramie. 8-point lead. Chuck, I would reckon to say this is the furthest Fort Laramie's been down all year long.
No doubt about it.
Here's Dana Rose, low on the right. She twists and turns around Barhorst and banks it in from 5 feet.
Well, we talked about Dosik and Barhorst needing to score. They had 14 of their 16 points.
Yep, that was a key for sure. They've got to exceed their averages of a dozen each. They need 30 points between those two young ladies today to stay in this game. Here's an errant pass out on the arc by Anna, intercepted by Gasson up the floor to Gebhardt. She's open from 17 and buries it. 16-12. Anna by four. First 4 points. Second quarter belong to Fort Laramie. Here's Ambus in backcourt with a high dribble. No whistle. Anna retains the basketball. Here is Ella Dosik driving down the right side of the key to Barhorst. Skips it cross-court to Riemann. Now Ambus lobbing down inside for Barhorst. She beat the defender. Tried to push it up toward the iron. She was tagged on the elbow. An adept free throw shooter, Lauren Barhorst, toes the stripe for Anna. The girls lead 16-12. Anna on top before we played 90 seconds in the second quarter. Left-handed foul shooter, Lauren sinks it.
Doesn't even touch the rim.
I like the trajectory, Chuck. Ball is never more than what, about 12 and a half, 13 feet off the floor.
She shot it real flat last year. She has improved so much.
Oh, I like it. Two more in a row. Four straight for Lauren at the stripe. Anna back up 6, 18-12. Fort Laramie, four court left. It's Rose, 25 feet away. Into the post, it goes to Holscher. She maneuvers up with a left hand around Barhorst, and she hooked it in.
Nice play.
Pretty. Nicely done by Holscher for Fort Laramie. 18-14, Anna leads. Here is Landis, forecourt for Anna. Kiplin Rowland's got it. Now Dosik, 25 feet away. She veers right. Ambus between the circles, head of the key. Riemann, a three-point shooting specialist on the floor right now for Anna, but she has the ball knocked away and stolen by Fort Laramie. Up the floor to Gebhardt on her spot inside the arc. Her 19-footer hangs on the rim, comes off, tie up on the rebound. It is a jump. Fort Laramie maintains possession.
I have never been a coach that said a loss might be good for you if you're undefeated. There's never been a loss that was good for anybody. But a close game for them for at least a while, it might help them a bunch.
Indeed. Yeah, the entire Fort Laramie girls coaching staff thought the competitive game for 2.5, 3 quarters last week against Versailles was very good for the Redskins girls team.
Well, they've turned it over 7 times now.
Uncharacteristic. Another miscue right then for Fort Laramie.
She got tripped, but I don't know if you make that call or not.
Here's Anna in backcourt up four. Fort Laramie's pressure causing the Rockets to delay. Inbounded to Barhorst in the middle. Up the right side to Ambus. Right wing Dosik. Anna without a field goal in quarter number two. Ball thrown to the post for Barhorst. Rose overplays, and then she's shoved from behind. It's on Barhorst. How many on her, Chuck?
I think that's only her first.
That's good for Anna.
Oh, no, that's her second.
Uh-oh, that's not good for Anna.
Nope, that is her second.
I thought that was number two. Kiplin Rowland checks in. We may not see Lauren much of the rest of the quarter.
Depends on where the score stays.
Righto. 5:20 to go till halftime. 18-14. Anna up four. Dribbling right wing goes Gaston. Wants to make a jump pass into the lane. It's blocked from behind by Anna and stolen. Another floor error, Fort Lauderdale. Dribbling midcourt, Breanne Riemann. Riemann gives it up on the play to a teammate. It is Dosik outside the arc on the left to Riemann. Riemann dribbles, now Dosik 30 feet out. Picked up by Gebhardt. 18-14 and up four. 4:48 to go second quarter. High left, it's Dosik. Foul line, Lena Rowland. Right wing to Breanne Riemann, cuts into the lane, a one-hander in the air, it dances on the rim and goes through. Soft touch. Quickly, Fort Laramie, forecourt left. It's Gebhardt to Gaston. Into the middle, it is fed to Shouldis, and she's clubbed from behind. Foul, Kiplin Rowland for Anna.
The fouls have evened up a little bit. It was 5-1, now it's 5-4.
Both Rowlands on the floor a lot for Anna. Some good height there. Lena 5'9, Kiplin 5'10. Barhorst on the bench with two fouls. Anna with six. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie lobs in below the rim. It's caught 25 feet away. That's Corinne Heitkamp to Ratterman. Shouldis out high. Bounces inside to Holscher between her legs. Anna's got it. Fort Laramie approaching 10 floor mistakes in a quarter and a half. Far right wing, it's Ambus for Anna through the top of the circle. Hand off to Lena Rowland. Straight away to Kiplin. Coming out to catch is Ambus. Ball lob to a cutter. She's available down the lane. Breanne Riemann shot. Hit the backside of the rim. Came off. Fort Laramie's got it. Here's Dana Rose on the arc. Open shooter left wing. Ratterman guns a three. Makes the three. Time out, Fort Laramie. 3:41 left. Second quarter. Rockets 20. Redskins 17. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And you should call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Here's Anna inbounding. It's stolen by Fort Laramie's Shouldis in backcourt. She drives toward the rim, puts it up on the iron. No good, but a body foul by Anna, and Shouldis is awarded two. Redskins starting to turn up the heat, Chuck.
This kid's just getting better and better. Only a sophomore.
Ava Shouldis, free throw in the air, short. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, family-owned, building a great name, a customer at a time. And Tom and Jerry's will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. So eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment, TomJerry's.com. Backcourt is Anna, which is stymied. Timeout called. Fort Laramie up one. 2:59 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
At the Anna Rockets have been held in check here in the second quarter. Just one field goal. And Fort Loramie's come on strong. It was 16-8, Anna after one. And a 13-4 spurt by Fort Loramie. First 5 minutes, second period. 1 point lead, Fort Loramie. Straight away with the ball, it is fed to Dosick. Quick ball movement, Anna. On the arc to Kiplin Rowland. Looks for help. One dribble, bounce pass to Landis, who's back out there. Mary Landis, near side to Dosick. Fakes left, goes right. Forearm foul, Ratterman, Fort Loramie. That was a borderline ticky-tacky call right there.
Wow, this guy just goes lower and lower in my refereeing esteem.
2:31 to go, second quarter. 1 point lead, Fort Loramie. Give and go on the inbound to Dosick. Drive, shoots, scores, and a foul against Fort Loramie. That was an Andy play. Out-of-bounds sequence by Anna, worked to perfection. Dosick an opportunity for a three-pointer. Anna back up one.
And then Ratterman picked up her second foul on that. That was a well-designed inbounds play.
Foul shot by Dosick in the air, all cord. 23-21. Anna back up two. Well, Fort Loramie got a 21-20 lead with 2.5 to go in the half. And then Ella Dosick produced a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Top of the circle, Corinne Eichkamp for Fort Loramie. Bounce pass outside the arc of the left of shoulders. Into the middle, Dana Rose. She's triple-teamed. Now to Myring. Myring open from 17. In and out. Tough break. It was down below the cylinder. It snapped away. Rebound to Anna. Minute 58 to go, second quarter. Bounce pass up the right side to Ambus. Ambus looks for the cutter, can't find her. Goes 25 feet away to Dosick. Dosick dribbles, wants to penetrate, can't. Right baseline, Kiplin Rowland. Now Landis on the arc. Myring checks her. Anna using clock. 5 second count is on. Bounce pass to the cutter. Dosick driving, shooting, scoring, and another foul on Fort Loramie. What a play by Dosick. Boy, she's been cutting to the rim beautifully, and the teammates have found her on two straight offensive situations. Anna up four, 25-21. Ella Dosick, who's dazzled today, is at the stripe for another three-point play, and she nestles that one in. How many for Ella, Chuck?
14.
She's two over her per-game average. And Anna, with six straight points, leads by five. Here's Dana Rose down inside. Hands off on the play to a cutter at Shoulders, who scores, and she's fouled. Quality girls basketball going on right now here at Anna. A minute 18 to go, second period. At the line, Schultes for Fort Loramie. Three-point play chance, and she drills it. 26-24 in favor of Anna Batu. Substitutions both ways. Well, with Anna in the lead here, Chuck, we are not seeing a return from Lauren Barhorst, are we?
No, as long as they didn't come back and take a big lead on them.
Uh-oh, steal in backcourt by Fort Loramie. Anna swipes it right back, though. And then another steal by Fort Loramie. Good poke away from the rear by Holscher. Up the floor to Gasson. Hooking foul on Anna with a minute six to go in the second quarter. And the Lady Rockets leading by two, 26-24.
That'll send Caitlin to the line for 1-1.
Gasson, free throw stripe, Fort Loramie, the junior, toes the charity mark, dips those knees, and tosses in the foul shot. Anna up one, 26-25. Rockets' biggest lead, 16-8 and 20-12. Gasson again, good again. We are even at 26. Here is Anna in backcourt. Ball fed to the timeline to Lena Rowland. Very good defense by Fort Loramie. And the official very wisely calls a travel. And it was caused by Fort Loramie's good defense.
Yeah, she caught that. It had no place to put the ball down to dribble, so she had no choice but to travel.
Exactly. Sometimes the referees will call that a defensive foul when, in fact, the offensive player shuffles before blocking contact might have occurred. Tied up at 26, three quarters of a minute to go. Second quarter, Fort Loramie possession. Ball rotated on top to Dana Rose. Gas and I left, back to Dana. Dana into the middle, open player, Holscher put it on the deck. It bounced off her shoe, and Anna's got it.
Can't put the ball down in that kind of traffic. You
right.
Can't.
Nope. Dosik to midcourt. Anna may try to play for one. Noella's got room down the lane. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie. 17 to go. In backcourt, it's Heitkamp. Tied at 26. Fort Loramie a possession for the lead before halftime. Heitkamp 30 feet away. The Dana Rose collision at the Rockets logo at midcourt. Dana speared the pass. Was decked from behind by Dosik, who was overplaying, trying to get a steal.
That's her second, but I really like the effort right there.
Yes.
She came close for the steal.
Oh, yeah. And a breakaway results in 2 points at the buzzer. Now Dana Rose at the line, 1-1, 5.8 to go. Dana swishes. Fort Loramie by one, 27-26. Second shot for Dana Rose of Fort Loramie. And she rims it out. No good. Anna's got the rebound. Five to go. Let her roll in the backcourt. Flipped it up the floor to a teammate who double dribbles at the timeline. And now with 1.5 to go, Chuck, Fort Loramie's got a possession. Ball out in the Skins' half court. Dana Rose to pitch it in play. She looks, still looks. It's got to be thrown up in a hurry. It's Gasson launching ahead of the circle. Banked it off the backboard. No good. Excellent first half by Anna. Lady Rockets down one to Fort Loramie. Redskins fortunate to get the edge after two quarters of play. Anna's biggest leads, 8 points twice, but Fort Loramie's up a point at the break. 27-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie girls 27, Anna 26 here at the halftime break. Tonight we are right back here at Anna. A 7:30 tip, webcast time 7:10. Versailles, undefeated, ranked number one in the state in Division III, meets the Anna boys. Both teams fresh off victories away from home last night. Versailles beat Minster by 3. Anna defeated Jackson Center at the Tigers gym by 15. Again, webcast time 7:10 tonight. Chuck, a good one going here. We thought Anna had a very good chance to make it highly competitive. The challenge now for the home team, the green and white, is to sustain it for 16 more minutes.
And well, yeah,
that may be tough to do.
They had a great first quarter, and that's what we talked about. If you have a great first quarter, then you're going to have a heck of a start. They need to have the same type of start for the third quarter.
Right.
If this gets away from them in the third quarter, you know that's what it's going to be. The game's going to be won or lost here in the third quarter at the beginning.
Now, Ella Dosik needs to continue her fine play. Lauren Barhorst has got to perform, have a good third, and not pick up that third foul.
Well, her and Dosik both have two. And I thought Lauren, she had 5 or 6 chances to to shoot the basketball, and she passed him up way too many times in the first quarter, in the first half.
Fort Loramie, uncharacteristically, Chuck, first two quarters, quite a few floor errors.
Well, if you take a look at the stats, Anna turned it 12 times, Loramie turned it 10, and that is more than they normally turn.
Right,
7-9 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Anna made all 8 of their shots. Individual scoring for Anna, Alec Dosik with 14, Lauren Barhorse with 8. They got 2 each from Ambus and Riemann. They scored 16 and 10, 26 for the half. Loramie, again, balanced like they always are. Schultes with 6, Ratterman with 6, Rose with 5, Holscher with 4, 2 each from Gasson and Gephardt and Meiring. They scored 8 and 19, and they lead at 27-26 at the half.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And Chuck, I don't think there's any chance that Fort Loramie has taken Anna lightly. A little bit of complacency it might enter your head. Anna's got an outstanding team. 10-1 Shelby County League, 14-5 on the year. Played Fort Loramie really tough for two and a half quarters in the first meeting. Anna's played extremely well lately. Let's give all the credit in the world to Anna.
Oh,
outstanding performance.
They handled the full court pressure. They got the ball to Dosik in the middle.
Yep.
She was throwing. They were flying the sideline. They were going middle and out, doing a good job of getting the ball down the floor. They've actually struggled a little bit more when Loramie's gone to their half court trap situation. But no, they had a terrific first half, which you have to do to be only 1 point down against Fort Loramie.
The biggest lead for Anna twice, 8 points, 16-8. 20-12.
Right.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie girls 27, Anna 26 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. 27-26 Fort Loramie over the Anna girls by 1 in a superb girls high school basketball game here today. Shelby County League Girls Championship on the line. Fort Loramie 10-0, one more game left in the league after this one. Anna 10-1, it's only lost to Fort Loramie. This is the final league game of the year for Anna. Our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment enables us to highlight the seniors in these two programs here today for Fort Loramie. Just four. Two young ladies start. Kennedy Gebhardt, a 12th grader. Marissa Myring, a senior as well. Off the bench, Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie, a senior, and Macy Imwale. For the Anna program, you look at the roster, it's a young club, three seniors, Michaela Ambus, Kiplin Rowland, Lauren Barhorst in the post, a senior, all recognized by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We're pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retger Road, offering services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. 200 years of experience among our current employees at Hoing and Hoing, which has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale in Retger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing in Anna on McCartyville Road. Here we go. Anna Rockets in possession, down one. We start the third quarter, 27-26 Fort Loramie. With the ball, deep left corner, it's Stosic. Handoff on the play to Kiplin Rowland, who comes out to get the ball, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Holscher.
Well, Loramie's picked up their half-court pressure a little bit, and
here's the ball lobbed in by Anna down below the rim. It's Barhorst too far under, and she's got to extricate herself and deliver the ball on the arc. Does so to teammate Dosic. Ball pitched back into Barhorst, squares up on Rose. And here's a Fort Loramie reach in, a tie-up, a good double team. It goes down in the book as a turnover, possession, Fort Loramie.
You got to do, when Barhorst gets it, you got to cover down. And if she puts it on the floor, you got to be there to say thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. And Fort Loramie took care of it defensively. Lady Redskins up one. Minute gone, third quarter. Holscher outside the arc on the right. Skips it high left to Gebhardt. Foul line, Dana Rose squeezes between two players. Banked it, missed it, followed, and scored. Excellent play, Dana Rose. Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 3 points. 29-26. Midcourt Dosic. Left side, Landis. Fakes right, goes left. Pitches into the lane to Barhorst. On the arc to Dosic for three. Count it. Ella Dosic from downtown. Dazzling game by Dosic.
She's been terrific.
Tied at 29. Fort Loramie's Myring in the lane. On the arc to Holscher. To Gaston, 25 feet away. Right wing Gebhardt. Short corner Myring. 6:20 left in the third. Tied at 29. Foul line Rose. Double team. Poked away. Loose on the deck. Scramble. Tie up ensues. Arrow Anna. Turnover Fort Loramie. Ella Dosic, Chuck, is putting on a show.
Yeah, she's been terrific. This is the recipe for an upset.
6 minutes, 14 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Game tied at 29. Far side of the floor, inbounding is Anna's Landis. Pitches it to Dosic. She goes one-on-one against Gasson over the timeline. Ella stops her dribble. Now Ambus has got it. Picked up by Corinne Eichamp. Outside the arc on the right to Kiplin Rowland. To the post. Left wing Ambus. Foul line down inside to Barhorst. One too many passes. Dosik had a foul line shot. Didn't take it. Fort Loramie clawed the ball away. Foul Anna in backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, the way she's shooting it, she probably should have, but she was about a quarter of an inch of giving Barhorst a layup.
5:50 left in the third. Game tied at 29. Gasson midcourt for Fort Loramie. Anna sits back in its zone and has the whole game. Near side Rose behind the three-point line. Bullseye. Long trifecta for Dana Rose. She, like Ella Dosik, playing exceedingly well here today. 32-29, Fort Loramie. Anna, forecourt right. Hemmed in far side of the floor for the Rockets is an offensive guard who's tied up. It's Breanne Riemann. Turnover occurs. Redskins with momentum get it back up three.
As she went to the worst spot on the floor to stop.
Gasson straight away with the ball. Far left wing Holscher. Deep left corner Shouldis. Into the lane, Dana Rose. Throws right corner to the jump shooter. Long three try. Corinne Heitkamp, no good. Hung on the rim, came off. Rebound Barhorst, the black shirt on her back. Foul Fort Loramie. Anna will bring it down. Three-point game. Fort Loramie leads. Lena Rowland in for Kiplin. 10 players in backcourt. 5 black shirts, 5 white shirts. Anna bouncing into Dosik, stolen by Fort Loramie, right in front of Shouldis. She's hindered on the play, fouled while going up. Miscue by Anna, which could not enter it successfully. And Fort Loramie's awarded 2 free throws. Opportunity to go up 5. Shot by Shouldis in the air, yes. 33-29, 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Second shot here for Shouldis. A couple of bounces. Eyes the goal. Got it again. 34-29. Fort Loramie's biggest spread, 5.
Boy, both teams shooting lights out from the free throw line.
Sure are. As did the Anna boys last night. Here is Anna sprinting up the floor. Goes to Dosik. Dosik near midcourt. Double team comes. She's got to find help. Throws it to Ambus. Through her hands. Out of bounds. Oh, my goodness, the pressure from Fort Loramie, Chuck. We can feel the steam up here.
You knew they were going to come out like this, and so did Anna. That's a miscue by Dosik you don't see very often.
Crushing defense by Fort Loramie trying to turn this game. 4:40 left in the third. Lady Redskins up 5. Straight away, it's Myrick. Rotates it right corner, Heitkamp. Bad pass into the post. Picked off by Barhorst. Another turnover, Fort Loramie. Into the right corner, it goes to the jump shooter, Dosik. It's a little bit short, hung on the rim. Rebound, Myring, Fort Loramie. 4:22 to go in the third. Redskins up 5. Give and go down the middle, Rose to the rack, blocked by Barhorst, who picked up her third.
Dana Rose really active here in the third quarter.
Yep, Dana is taking the bull by the horn. Rubbers met the road, and Dana Rose is igniting the fire for Fort Loramie. She sinks the foul shot. How many for Dana so far?
She's got 11. She's got 6 here in the third quarter.
And she has pushed Fort Loramie out to a 6-point lead with that made foul shot. Second shot, Dana. It's airborne. In again. And the lead is swollen to 7. Anna can ill afford to see it grow much more. All the credit in the world to the Anna Rockets and head coach Jeff Maurer. His club has won 8 of 9 last Saturday without Dosik, and with illness battling the team, Anna lost here to Minster by 11. It was a 2-possession game with 3 minutes left. Here's Dosik, starts to drive. Radiman pokes it away and steals for Fort Loramie. Taylor at midcourt. Fort Loramie leads by 7. Anna being plagued by errors now. Fort Loramie's defense beginning to tilt the game in the Redskins' favor. Far left wing, Myring. Outside the arc on the right, Shouldis. 25 feet away, Corinne Heitkamp. Foul stripe holster. Right corner goes to Shoulders, who breaks around the defender. Missed it from 15. Rebound, Anna. 3:28 to go, third quarter. 7-point lead, Redskins. Defense at midcourt by Fort Loramie's Heitkamp on Dosick. Ball goes to Ambus. 25 feet away, ball handed off to Kaylee Brewer. Brewer, a good spot up 3-point shooter, trying to get free. Foul, Fort Loramie, it's common.
Yeah, they called it on Myring. She was about a half a step from stealing that one.
Anna Chuck needs a few points here from players other than Barhorst and Dosick, who are marked ladies out there right now.
Yeah, they're doing a good job on Dosick at this point.
Here's a drive, splitting a couple defenders for Anna is Kiplin Rowland. And before she can get the shot off, she's tied up.
They turned it 12 times in the first half. They've turned it 7 times in the third quarter.
Redskins got a mitt on the top of the ball.
Yeah, that was Myring.
Yes, good play by Marissa before Anna could release the shot. And the arrow favors Fort Loramie, which is up 7. 2:55 to go, third quarter. In the lane, Holscher on the arc to Gasson and lets it fly. It's skidded off the rim. Stick back good by Holscher. 38-29, Fort Loramie. Anna being pressured. Ball lobbed to midcourt. Broken up by Ratterman. Down inside to Dana Rose. Foul against Anna. It's getting away from the Rockets.
Well, you know, we talked. They just come wave after wave after wave. And Anna couldn't have played any better in the first half.
Exactly.
But now it's starting to wear on them. And it does, because you can't rest for a second when you got the ball.
Superb performance by Anna the first two quarters, with Fort Loramie's defensive pressure and depth beginning to take its toll. 9-point game, 2:40 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Up here we go. Fort Loramie with possession. Up 9 now. Fort Loramie's biggest advance, 9 points. Oh, what a play by Dana Rose. She caught the ball at the foul line, was stymied. No one to throw it to. There was a slither of an opening in front of her, Chuck. She let fly a 16-footer and drained it.
Yeah, she was just looking pass. I'll shoot it.
Wow.
An 11-point lead right now.
Dana Rose has
been terrific.
Hotter than a firecracker here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I said before the game that she is the one that has really become their go-to person.
Dana Rose.
She's not disappointing.
Outstanding. Dana hotter than a firecracker here in the third quarter. Anna inbounding in backcourt, slapped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Anna can't complete a pass cleanly.
No.
2:18 to go, third quarter, 40-29. Anna racing up the floor. Dosick, 1, 2, 3 players hound her. And Ella's got no choice but to throw it off the knee of Ratterman. Well, Fort Loramie will chase you up the floor, veer you toward the sideline. Once you get over the timeline, you are suffocated by 1, 2, 3 players.
Well, you look to turn back, and there's a defender there.
Yep.
I mean, and their rotation behind, there's no place to throw it.
2 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the third quarter, 40-29. Fort Loramie in the lead. Ball lobbed in to Kiplin Rowland, 35 feet away. Double team momentarily. Now harassed and lost the ball. Another steal, Fort Loramie. 4-on-1 break. Down to Ratterman. Hits Rose on top. Left corner, Holscher open from 16, short. Rebound clangs off the rim, goes out of bounds. Anna Ball, Rockets down 11, 40-29. Anna with 3 points in the third quarter.
That three tied the game.
Yes.
And then from that point on, it's 11 in a row.
13-3, Fort Loramie here in the third. Anna does break pressure, 3-on-1 break. Ambus down the floor to Barhorst. Back to Ambus from 10, missed it. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Lead out to Myring, too far. She saves it inbounds to Gasson. Layup, banged off the iron. Rebound, Barhorst. nearly tied up in backcourt. Foul, Fort Loramie. A minute 28 to go. Third period, 40-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Well, Redskins have had a few chances here in the last minute, Chuck, to extend it to 13, maybe 15. Haven't done it. Anna needs a spurt in the last 90 seconds of the third quarter to make it a little more precarious for Fort Loramie entering the fourth. Anna beats pressure. Dosick down the floor to Barhorst. The ball rolled away from her, and Fort Loramie gobbles it up. You got to pitch it up in the air to the 6'2 Lauren.
Yep, threw it down around her knees,
and she couldn't dig it off the floor. A minute left in the third. Gebhardt straight away to Meiring for Fort Loramie. High left, it goes to Shouldis. Left corner jump shooter, Heitkamp, short. She got the long rebound, though. Flipped it to Gebhardt. 50 seconds left. Straight away, Shouldis. Deep left corner, Heitkamp again, goes baseline. In the lane to Rose, ducks under, banked it, missed it, foul, Anna.
That's going to be four on Barhorst.
Four on Lauren. Ella's still got, what, just two?
She got three.
Three on Dosick, four on Barhorst. Dana Rose has taken charge offensively for Fort Loramie. She shoots free throws again. Swish again. 41-29, a dozen-point lead. Second shot here for Dana. One bounce. It's on the way. Looks good. It is. Neither one hit the iron. Fort Loramie has stretched the lead to 13. Here is Dosick in backcourt. Looped it up the right side to Brewer. Brewer to a teammate. It is Leonard Rowland who catches foul, Fort Loramie, from the rear.
Gephardt was about a half step away from stealing that one.
37 ticks to go, third quarter, 13-point lead, Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed into Dosick, down the lane, around to Fort Loramie. Player, no, didn't get around her, ran her over. Offensive foul, number four. Fort Loramie set up shop about even with the back line of the volleyball court. A good 7 feet from the baseline. Clearly a charge. Fort Loramie ball. 28 seconds to go in the third. 13-point lead Redskins. On the arc is Brandewee, who's in now. Colleen
nice
Brandewee
pass
to Rose. Excellent
wow.
Pass, Meiring, up and in.
Wow.
Brandewee, Rose, pocket pass to Meiring for an easy deuce. Anna down the floor to hurry. Barhorst catches low on the left. She's bumped as she shoots. 9.4 to go in the third. 44-29, Fort Loramie. A couple free throws for Lauren. It's on the way. Good. Boy, this young lady has improved her free throw shooting immensely. Dana Rose, Marissa Meiring out the last 9.4 for Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Barhorst, front rim, backboard, good.
It hit the rim.
44-31. 13-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins have 9.4 to get the ball to the basket. And here comes Colleen Brandewee on the giddy-up. No, it's Corinne Heitkamp. Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness, 23-footer. She spotted up, planted her feet, squared toward the rim, caught the pass chest high, let it fly, all net. 16-point lead, Fort Loramie after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Mark Jordan, Shelby County Sheriff, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. VoteJordanSheriff.com. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to the folks at Pinnacle. Jim Spitzer, physical therapist and owner, has 21 years' experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Fully qualified as Jim, licensed physical therapist, Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. He'll work with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you, too. More about Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie in a moment. 16-point lead, Fort Loramie. Anna starts the fourth quarter with a bad pass. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor at Schultes. Inside to a cutting teammate. It's Gebhardt on the run. Up and good.
Wow, this one's gotten away quickly.
Last 5 points for Fort Loramie have been recorded by Kennedy Gebhardt. A three to end the third period and a two-pointer there. Here's Anna shooting a deep three right corner. Wide of the mark, goes out of bounds, touched by an Anna player below the rim.
Yeah, Holzer blocked that, but then Barhart stuck a hand out, unfortunately, and knocked it out of bounds.
7:11 to go in the fourth. 49-31 Fort Loramie. Straight away with the ball, it is Corinne Heitkamp. Jaden Putoff is in. Oh, a nice lob down inside. It's caught low left by Holzer. She put it up there once, was smacked from behind. Foul, Anna Holzer with two. 6:57 to go in the fourth quarter, 49-31 Fort Loramie. Anna had leads in this game of 16-8 and 20-12. Couldn't sustain it. That was our key word, Chuck, at the intermission. Can Anna sustain?
No.
Tough to do against this caliber Fort Loramie team.
Well, and they're 15 of 17 from the free throw line.
Holzer just made two more at the stripe. 51-31 Fort Loramie. Here is Kiplin rolling down the floor. Baseline left to Barhorst. Foul, 1-1, as I think it was Schultes who got her.
That's kind of a silly foul, babe.
Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park will accept all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Let us help you move forward. Two more foul shots.
25 of 27 by the two teams today shooting free throws.
And those two free throws were made by Barhorst again.
She's 8 for 8.
A clinic being demonstrated by these two teams at the free throw line. Here's Gebhardt, right corner, Fort Loramie open, missed it, no good. Following is Gasson, in and out on the runner. Foul backcourt, Fort Loramie. 6:20 left, 18-point game, 51-33.
And a second silly foul.
Tell you what, Chuck, between the Anna boys, 16 for 18 last night, the Fort Loramie girls, red-hot shooting today at the stripe, and Anna's superb foul shooting today, we have seen how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Free throw in and out by Anna. Rockets prove they're human. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. In the half court, picked off by Embus. Michaela streaks down the floor, foul line, pulls up. On the arc, Kiplin rolling. Lobs inside to Barhorst, puts it on the deck, got the shot off and made it. Thought maybe that bounce on the floor might stop her as the defense came quick. But she got it in off the rim. 51-35, Fort Loramie with 16. 5:47 left. How many points for Lauren?
14.
Bunch of them at the stripe. Here's a lob down inside to Fort Loramie through the hands of Rose. Picked up by Holzer on the arc to a teammate. 3 second call, Fort Loramie. And I think the Redskins will get a timeout. 5:36 to go in the fourth. We are back in a moment. 15-point lead, or I should say a 16-point lead, Skins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Colleen Brandewee is entered now for Fort Loramie at guard. Colleen on the floor and in backcourt is being thwarted. Rockets to the timeline. No, batted back by Fort Loramie. It goes out of bounds. That saved Anna from a 10-second violation.
Yeah, it had to be about nine.
5:24 left in the game. 51-35 Fort Loramie. Inbounding in backcourt is Brewer up the right side to Dosick. And Dosick may have stepped out of bounds, or was there an offensive foul?
Caught it on Ambo. She could not get out of the way, and she was still moving.
Foul Ambus of Anna. 16-point lead Fort Loramie when near the five-minute mark in the fourth. Here's Colleen Brandewee on the wing. Throws toward the post. Deflected. Rose got it, though. Outside to Gasson. Whipped baseline left. Holscher spin move. Ducks under. Can't shoot. Skipped across court to Gasson. Angle pass. Tough one to complete. Deflected. Fort Loramie recovers. Holscher baseline stepped out.
Well, made a nice play. Just couldn't stay in bounds.
4:52 to go in the game. 51-35. Fort Loramie girls in the lead. Here is Anna trying to get to the timeline. It's Brewer. High dribble. Strides up and over midcourt. Violation, though, Anna. Anna committed 25 turnovers in the first meeting.
24 right now.
24 right now. Anna still zoning, it would appear, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they can't get out of the zone.
Far left flank, it goes to Dana Rose. Baseline left to Brandewee. Oh, a nice pass to the jump shooter. Shoulders at the foul line. Fired it up there short. Rebound down to Anna. 4:22 left in the game. Dribble drive, Dosick right down the pike. Great feed to Barhorst. Blocking foul after the Dosick pass. Collision occurred. Ella will shoot. And if that's foul number 10, it's the double bonus, but I think it's number 9. 4:16 left here in the game. 51-35. Fort Loramie in the lead by 16. Fort Loramie led by one at the break. 27-26, so it's been a 9-point second half for Anna. And in the first meeting between these two teams, Anna was pretty productive for two of the four quarters, but was shut out in the fourth quarter of the first meeting and scored only three in one quarter of the first half. Free throw missed, but Anna got the stick back rebound shot to go in.
At Barhorst again.
Barhorst and Dosick have had fine games.
Well, Dosick has 17, Barhorst has 16.
Anna deflects the ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie will throw in. 4:06 to go in the fourth. 51-37 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna trying to get this back down to 10 and switch the burden of pressure onto Fort Loramie if possible late in the fourth quarter. Right now the Redskins have it. Shoulders out high. Goes to Radiman. Guarded by Dosick. Near right side, Meiring. Looks for a cutter. Can't find it. Goes to Brandewee, 25 feet away.
They're playing man-to-man now.
And Anna has switched out of the zone. You're right, Chuck. Oh, here's a backdoor cut. Open player. Shoulders misfired. Fouled. Took a shove in the back. Lauren Barhorst says, really? Was it me? If so, that's five.
That's a tough call on her.
Yep, Lauren Barhorst has sparkled here today. Superb performance by Lauren Barhorst of Anna. 16 points, as Chuck noted just a moment ago.
8 of 9 from the free throw line.
At the foul stripe for Fort Loramie, Ava Shouldis. Two free throws coming in and out on the first. You better check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main Street in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing too. Here's Anna inbounding in backcourt after the second free throw was made by Shouldis. A tie-up occurs. Arrow will favor Fort Loramie. Always customer pricing and financing at Geyer's. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS8.com. Here's Corinne Eichkamp, far side of the floor for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Meiring. Oh, here's Ratterman behind the screen. Left wing, three-pointer short. Rebound, Anna. Dosick backcourt. Loops it to Ambus. Quickly up the floor to Kiplin Rowland. Ducks under. Hooks a shot up. Blocking foul, Fort Loramie. Kiplin out of control. She flopped to the ground and got the two free throws. With 3:03 to go.
Took about four steps before she got fouled.
Right. Tell you what, Chuck, Anna's got the three-point shooters. They're not tall young ladies who shoot the threes, but Brewer, Riemann, Dosick, Ambus can fire from long range. Only 3:03 to go. Anna needs a bevy of triples to make this tight down the stretch. There's a start. Free throw good by Kiplin Rowland. 52-38. Second free throw coming. It is on the way. In, out, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins lead had swollen to 16 once. Can't recall if it got to 18. Don't think so. It's now 14. Here's Meiring outside the arc on the left. Straightaway Ratterman, shot fake. Right corner Gasson, jumping, shooting, off the top of the board. Oh, a nice rebound in the paint area by Shouldis, who banked it in.
Took a bump from Meiring and made the basket.
Here's Ambus on the dead run, down the floor for Anna. Defensive foul, Fort Loramie. 2:32 to go in the game, 54-38. Close of the game being strung out now. Numerous fouls being committed. Here is Ambus shooting two. It is good. 10 team fouls on Fort Loramie. 10 on Fort Loramie. Ambus with a second free throw coming. Caitlin Gasson out now for the Redskins. Second shot on the way, yes. 54-40. Fort Loramie, forecourt right. Rose, Shouldis, Heitkamp, Ratterman behind the screen, fires around the rim and out. Good offensive stick back by Rose, no good in the paint area. Shouldis missed it short. Dana again, tie up or a foul.
I think they called a foul.
And Dana Rose will get two at the stripe. Leonard Rowland committed the personal. Clock stopping every 10 to 15 seconds, seemingly.
Because I'm hungry.
2:14 to go in the game, 54-40 Fort Loramie. Dana Rose connects at the stripe. Second free throw, Dana. Dana Rose has been very, very good lately. 20-16 in her last two contests before this one.
Second, 18 right now.
18 now. 18 points now for Dana. Up and in again at the stripe. She's almost miss automatic at the free throw line. 2:05 to go. Lead is 16 for Fort Loramie. Here's a drive, Bedosic, baseline left, wraparound pass. Defender for Fort Loramie, Heitkamp, arrived late, and it is a blocking foul. A couple of free throws here for Dosick for the Rockets. She's been rather silent here in the second half. Free throw around and through. In fact, Anna's only got 15 total. Second half, not nearly enough to stem the tide from Fort Laramie. Second shot, good. Both of them in there by Ella. 56-42. Fort Laramie up 14 again, a minute 50 to go. Radiman on the bounce between the circles to Corinne Heitkamp. Ball thrown to the post to Data. Right baseline, Meiring. Open from 17, missed it hard. Long rebound, tracked down in the corner. Tie-up occurs, give it to Anna. Minute 40 to go. 56-42. Fort Laramie's biggest lead was 16. Might have gone to 18.
I think it was 18.
I think it was 49-31, maybe, at one point. Far left wing. He goes on the play to Dosik, dropped it, got it back. Anna's played pretty well the last 3 or 4 minutes, but the hole is too deep. Here's a drive by Ambus, overshot it. Rebound Fort Laramie. Rose walk, no call. Ahead to Meiring, who whipped everybody down the floor and laid it in. Lead back to 16. Minute left. Between the rings, Dosik. Look at that herky-jerky move down the lane. Wow! Ella Dosik, a dandy play.
She will be back next year for the Rockets.
Shake and bake move, twisting and turning for two. 50 seconds to go here in the fourth. 58-44, Fort Laramie. Low, baseline left, Meiring. On the arc, straightaway, Heitkamp. Yes, three-pointer. Corinne Heitkamp swished one from deep. 61-44, Fort Laramie. 30 seconds to go in the game. Dosik, right wing to Brewer. Brewer on the bounce out high. Gives it up on the play to a teammate, Ambus. Splits a couple defenders. Bounce pass stolen. Run out, Fort Laramie. Ahead to Meiring. Missed it, no good. Might have been fouled. Rebound, Anna. 13 to go. Run out, Rockets the other way. Pass a bit too far for Ella. She couldn't track it down. 9.6 remaining. 61-44 Fort Laramie. Let's see if the Redskins just dribble out the final ticks. Here's Dana Rose on top. Radiman shoots the three left wing. Overshot it. Rebound Anna. And that'll do it. Redskins trailing twice by 8 in the first half. Win by 17. Despite a very formidable showing from the Anna girls. Anna Rockets finished 10-2 in the Shelby County League. Anna now 14-6 overall. Fort Laramie Redskins, by virtue of the victory, have taken the Shelby County League Championship. Overall mark in league play of 11-0. Fort Laramie now 19-0 on the year. The Redskins come home for the last three against Botkins, Marion Local, and Findlay Liberty Benton on February 6th, 11th, and 15th. Meanwhile, Anna finishes with non-league foes West Liberty Salem and Middletown Madison on February 6th and 8th. Again, our webcast tonight right here at Anna. Versailles boys come to town. The number one team in the state of Ohio in Division III, Versailles at Anna. Both teams coming off very strong performances away from home last night. Each team won. Versailles beat Minster by 3. Anna defeated Jackson Center by 15. 61-44, Fort Laramie Redskins did it the harder way, Chuck. Didn't perform real well first half. Give all the credit to Anna. Second half, all Redskins in winning by 17 points.
Well, I think that was a game. They've had two games now the last two Saturdays.
Yep.
That made them play a little bit. It just wasn't,
yes,
you know, hey, I'm out here, we're killing them. They had to play in both of them, and I think that's going to be helpful down the road.
They were tested. They were pushed.
And they answered the test both times.
Sure did.
Individual scoring for Anna, they had two young ladies that scored a bunch for them, but unfortunately got no other help. 21 for Ella Dosik and 16 for Lauren Gephardt. They were 17 of 20.
Lauren Barhorst.
Lauren Barhorst, I'm sorry. I'm just throwing names out there. 17 of 20 from the free throw line. On the other side, Dana Rose led the
Redskins with 18, and they got double figures from Ava Schultes with 11. They were 18 of 21 from the free throw line, so that's 35 of 41 for the two teams. Pretty darn impressive. Clancy's players of the game, Anna, I got to go with two of them, Lauren Barhorst and Ella Dosick, and on the other side, Dana Rose.
Dana, what an igniter at the offensive end. She is really taking charge for this Fort Loramie club.
She is the difference. She is what is making them even better than they were.
Yep, offensive engine Rose has become for the Fort Loramie girls. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Head coach Jeff Maurer at Anna and his girls team deserve a lot of credit. They played extremely well, were schooled, well prepared for Fort Loramie's pressure. Unfortunately, could not sustain it for a full four quarters. Could for a half. In fact, led at one point 20-12 in the second quarter of play with about 3:50 to go until halftime. Fort Loramie came on strong, closed the second quarter with a flourish, was up one at the halftime break, and then proceeded to outscore Anna by 18, or I should say by 16, over the final two quarters to win by 17 points.
Well, yeah, they were prepared, and they did a nice job. They still tried to do the right things in the second half, but like we talked about, Fort Loramie just comes at you in waves. They just sub and sub and sub, and you can't, I mean, if you got the basketball in your hand, you can't rest for a second because they're coming at you. And it mentally just starts wearing on you after a time.
A girls tournament draw tomorrow, obviously Fort Loramie, number one seed, Sydney, girls D4. Anna, girls D3, they play at a couple different sites. Anna should be a top seed in a sectional somewhere here in the upper Miami Valley. And tell you what, on a night when Dosick and Barhorst perform like they did this evening, Anna can get all the way to a district, maybe even win a district championship game. Jeff Maurer does an outstanding job with this club.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I mean, they turned the ball over 27 times tonight, which is under Loramie's average of turning teams over.
Right.
But it turned out to be way too much for them to stay in the basketball game.
The 44 points by Anna and the plus 40 from Versailles last Saturday, the two high water marks for opposition against Fort Loramie this year.
Right. I mean, Loramie turned to 15 times. They cut them down in the second half, first half. That's what got them out of the game. They were down 10.
VoteJordanSheriff.com. Mark Jordan, Shelby County Sheriff, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to our anchors here today. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Hanna. Local Equipment, a Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. And Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Plus the Sydney Daily News. We salute, easy for me to say, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't forget that pork chop special tonight at Brookins. Carl Arnes rolls it out. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Your mouth is salivating for those pork chops right now, I bet.
They are terrific.
Cheesy, meaty, homemade pizza. Delicious roasted chicken, a variety of savory sandwiches. You'll enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30, Brookins in Fort Loramie, at brookinspub.com, 10 Elm Street. Enjoy Brookins tonight. As maybe you sit and listen to high school basketball, you could have Anna Versailles on. Fort Loramie is home to Marion Local this evening in boys play. We'll be right here at 7:10 webcast time. Versailles at Anna Boys. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Anna, where the Fort Loramie girls have won the Shelby County League Championship, defeating Anna by 17, 61-44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.